Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Barge.
Don't we have a podcast?
We still do that?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we gave that up a long time ago.
No, apparently we still have a podcast. Walking Dead podcast.
Oh, that makes sense. No wonder I was forgetting, like, I think I'm supposed to be doing something this week.
Yeah, right?
And we're back, everybody.
I tried to record one episode without you.
Yeah, I understand.
I just can't do a good Bobby voice.
You were literally trying to pretend like you were two different people.
Yeah, it didn't work. I was too drunk.
What do you mean about this episode of The Walking Dead?
I was really surprised.
I thought it was pretty good.
Well, I disagree. I thought it sucked.
No, it was amazing.
You're having arguments with yourself?
Yep.
Yeah, well, I'm back. I made it back alive from my little holiday.
Your adventure.
My adventure in the South Pacific.
So while you were gone,
yeah,
some shit went down.
Apparently, I caught up just like last night. I marathoned everything. I was like, oh, God. I don't know. Maybe next episode is the breather episode. No. It ain't. Okay, maybe the next episode. Okay, it seems like this is the breather episode.
Nope.
This ain't the breather episode.
Now, I just want to talk holistically for a second.
Yeah.
About...
spoilers, by the way.
How different they've treated these initial interactions with Negan, with the Saviors.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about this earlier today. I like how they build up their confrontation with the Saviors.
Yeah.
It's been like they slowly have these like mini confrontations after mini confrontations.
Yep.
It's almost like instead of like suddenly out of nowhere they're fighting these people, it's more of like there's a natural progression of this kind of war that's about to happen, or this battle that's about to happen, or some kind of like this kind of a conflict between these characters. Yeah. And it adds a little bit more weight to it. Like, the Saviors are taking this group from Alexandria a little bit more seriously than other people.
Because
they've been taking out easily many of their people.
They don't fucking Splinter Cell.
Yeah.
And fucking just, like, ghosted a whole outpost.
Well, let's just go through this underground fort. Take them out like we're SEAL Team 6.
Yeah. Just done.
Out of nowhere. And then let these two girls that we kidnap somehow escape and slowly take all of us out.
Yeah.
So these mini conflicts have been adding the kind of levity of like the Saviors are like, we need to keep an eye on these folks. These folks are not people we normally deal with. So it makes sense that when we finally get Negan, that he comes out of the shadows.
Yeah.
And he needs to personally deal with this.
Yeah.
So I really like how they've been building it up this episode. Now, I think when we were talking about it and we were trying to project when Negan would actually show up, none of us picked, like, oh, the last episode of the season.
Yeah, I was a little surprised.
Yeah.
That.
But it's been a pleasant surprise, a good surprise.
You know, I kind of wish they took some more time to flesh out some of these Savior characters, though.
Yeah.
Like, Dwight has a backstory. It's not a very good one, but he has one.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the crazy redhead chick.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hero got, like 10 seconds alive on screen.
Yeah. Well, I feel like they gave you enough to make them seem like people.
Yeah.
And that's the important part of your villains. Give you enough to make you seem like this is an actual person.
Yeah.
Rather than just a plot point to move the story forward.
Yeah.
And that's what we've had with this show, is we've had like, oh, this is an asshole character we automatically have to hate.
That guy's a dick.
Yeah. They should shoot him.
Mm-hmm.
No, they add a little bit more character to him where there is a little bit of conflict. Where, you know, at any point, any member of Rick's group could be that person.
Yeah.
So, you know, it adds you enough to kind of like, oh, this is heavy. So, because, you know, if you spend too much time on them, I think it becomes too much. It becomes too much of conflict.
Yeah.
It overly serves its purpose. And distracts from the main story.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. So I kind of like that they give you enough to have levity, some kind of, like, you know, grounding the characters a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it makes it more interesting to watch, especially with these survivors, because these survivors are supposed to be, compared to all the other groups that Brick and the other group and the members of Alexandria have faced, like the wolves and the governor's group and the people from Terminus.
Yeah.
This is a completely different...
We dealt with the wolves.
Yeah.
They invaded, and they just kind of dispersed.
Yeah. And they kind of just showed up, and then they easily just got dispersed.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, this is supposed to be the different part. We'll get a little bit of the survivors. We see that why their network is so big and why they're so threatening.
Yeah.
And why they're so well-organized. But we don't want to take the mystery too much away from them.
Yeah.
Because that kind of hurts the characters.
Well, we're about to peel the mask back a little bit.
Yeah.
In this next week.
It's about build up for that, too. You don't want to do that too soon. So, yeah, I really liked how they've been pacing this group so far. I really like it because I want to say this is the first time where this show has felt like it is gearing up to a major battle or kind of like a major conflict. You know how we always watching Game of Thrones?
Yeah. And the whole time you're like, here comes Stannis' army.
Yeah. They keep building that up. The second to last episode or whatever. This is the Battle of the Wall. This is the Battle of Blackwater. Yep. You know, you're building up towards this is Negan. You're building up to that big conflict.
Yep.
And you kind of see that these two groups kind of like button heads.
They can't really coexist.
Yeah, exactly. So it just feels natural. And I really think compared to what we had problems with this first half of the season.
Yeah.
The pacing is feeling very natural.
Well, it definitely feels like they've kind of kept their foot on the gas, kind of advancing this whole plot point, with the exception of Negan himself, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a couple really cool sequences.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing that I'm looking forward to out of this... Well, okay, the thing I'm afraid of is we've basically had half a season of buildup.
Yeah.
We gotta have a payoff.
Yeah.
We have to.
Yeah.
Like, my worst nightmare for this season finale is the closing shot is Negan swinging the bat.
Yeah.
That's the thing I want to see the least. Or Negan swinging the bat, you hear the contact, roll credits. I'm a little afraid that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, and this show is the kind of show that does that. It kind of did that this last week.
Exactly.
Yeah, it totally did that. Okay.
He's going to be all right, though.
He's going to be all right.
Totally trust Dwight.
Well, here's the thing about that whole like little kind of like that last closing shot of the scene. Was that silly digital blood that they sprayed on
that was so bad.
Yeah, on the screen. It seemed like a student film.
That was... I feel like it was intentionally bad.
Yeah. Like, it just...
It was some straight-up 80s horror movie
shit. Yeah, like, pshah! It's like the 3D moment when the blood comes out into the audience.
Exactly.
That was like... It took that kind of, like, shocky moment so, like, silly...
Exactly. It's just impossible to take it seriously at that moment.
It was like a double take. Not because you like want to know what I just saw just happen. More of like, do they really just do it that way?
Like, seriously?
Yeah. This like digital blood coming up onto the screen after the gunshot.
It was pretty fucking bad. It really was. Which is a shame because it was set up pretty well.
Yeah, very set up nicely.
And then... fucking 80s B-movie blood gag.
Yeah. Tune in next week. Is Daryl alive? We don't know.
Find out next time on The Walking Dead.
Yeah, it was just so silly how they did that.
Spoiler, that is not how they're going to kill Daryl.
Yeah, no.
Definitely not.
It will be in front of your face for the entire world to see.
They're going
to
make you look in his eyes when they do it. And I'm not saying they're going to do it on Sunday.
Yeah.
But when they do, they're going to make sure you have it front and center frame.
If you did not want to have you miss anything.
Mm-hmm. some Ned Stark shit.
It would be the closing shot. It's just him in a pile of his own blood.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no sense in beating around it. Who do you think it's going to be?
Who do I think is going to be it? They set up a lot of characters that potentially to be it.
There's a front running pack.
Yeah,
definitely.
It could be a reverse where it's like Maggie.
I don't know. They've done a little bit with Maggie.
Yeah, they did a lot more Maggie than I thought they were going to do.
But I don't know. She's not at the front of the line for me.
Well, here's the thing. I consider her on the list just because in the comics it's Glenn. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Reed. It's Glenn. And that moment when he's just like screaming Maggie's name. They could do an interesting role reversal that could work where it is Maggie. And, you know,
it'd be the ultimate way to like assholeify Negan too.
Yeah.
Like Negan's gonna get hated. No matter what.
And Maggie's the pseudo leader of the community.
Yeah.
She's in charge of making the schedule.
Yep.
She just has a child. She's a female for one. And she has this conflict about, you know, I don't know if I can go out anymore.
Yeah.
So she
and Carol made that big deal that she shouldn't be out.
Yeah. So she's this protected one where she could be this leader of this community. And that's a big statement for Negan to like just off her in the way that he does.
Especially if he knows she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And just doesn't care.
Yeah. That could be, that's why I think she could be up the list. I don't know if she's at the top of my list. I'm trying to think really hard.
I think Carol's at or near the top of the list.
Yeah. If Carol gets found.
Well, here's a couple things. Yeah. This is why she's at the top list for me. One, she's rolling through saviors like she's fucking Vash the Stampede. Like, she's absolutely just waylaying fools right now.
And she doesn't want to.
So there's plenty of reason for Negan to want her dead. And then there's this entire motif with the rosary.
Yeah.
Where they're kind of setting her up as this, like, Christ figure.
Yeah.
So I think she's going to be the sacrificial lamb here.
And she literally is going through a major conflict right now of whether to, like, where she's starting to see Morgan's point of view where she doesn't want to kill anymore.
Yeah. Which pretty much means she's going to die.
Yeah, but she's very good at it.
Mm.
She can do it.
Yeah.
She lay down, like, those five guys in that truck with, like, it was nothing.
Yeah. She asked them to go away.
Yeah.
She did. She asked him.
So it is that conflict of that moral compass. And her death would impact the community a lot.
Yeah. She's both the grandma and the fucking just rampaging wrecking ball.
As Rick said, that woman's a force in nature. I'm proud of her.
Yep.
Yeah, or What if it is Glenn? They just keep it Glenn.
I don't know. They've been pretty tight to the vest with Glenn for the most part.
Yeah.
Like, he had his moments, like, during the Wolves storyline. Yeah. I don't know. After Carol, for me, the next person on the line is Daryl.
Daryl. Yeah. Daryl's at the spot of, like, I can actually see Daryl dying right now.
He's already been shot.
Yeah.
He's the one that had the moment with the rocket launcher.
Yeah. He obviously is going to some conflict with himself about whether he should save people or kill him.
Yeah.
And he is one of the biggest threats to the survivors. He knows how to survive. He knows how to attract. Taking that guy out is a major blow to Rick's group.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Daryl, so seeing Daryl die the way that we know how someone's going to die is going to make a statement.
Yeah.
It's going to make a really hard statement because Negan, when he does what he does, he's not just killing that person. He's killing the morale of the group. Yeah. He's trying to take control of this group. He's
sending a message.
Yeah. So he's got to pick the right person to send the message with. And someone like Daryl, his death would be really impacted with the group.
This is one of the few times we can write out every red shirt character.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not going to be any of the Alexandrians.
No.
It's not going to be... the priest.
Oh, the priest. Morgan.
Yeah, it's not going to be Morgan.
It's not going to be... I don't even think it's going to be Rosita. I don't think it's going to be...
Like, this is one of the few times Eugene. Where, like, plot armor doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Abraham's a candidate.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's a strong candidate, but we're now past the point that Abraham got to in the comic.
Mm-hmm.
Because Denise had Abraham's death in the comic.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they'll kill Abraham, but I could see it.
Yeah.
It definitely wouldn't have the same shock value of anyone else we've talked about.
I don't know. Like, I don't think it has the same impact, so I don't know if I can see Abraham doing it. Unless they build him up in this one episode and they do something with him in the right way.
Yeah.
That it works.
I think Abraham and Eugene probably aren't high on the list.
Yeah.
Carl's too important.
No.
Carl has a lot of moments with Negan in the comic that they're going to want to use.
Yeah.
So it definitely can't be Carl.
It's
got to be a tier one character.
Yeah, Carol, Maggie. I'll say this. Carol, Maggie, Glenn, or Daryl. Those are our four candidates, I really think. So
I'd put Michonne in that.
Put Michonne?
Just because she's fucking Rick.
Yeah.
If we've learned anything about The Walking Dead, it's how do we make Rick's life suck.
I kind of forgot about Michonne.
If she wasn't fucking Rick, she wouldn't be on the list.
Yeah, she wasn't. It would be, yeah. Negan would have to know that,
but
though.
If you bring joy to Rick's life, your days are numbered.
Yeah. That's
at a minimum, you're going to get shot twice.
That's an excellent point. I didn't even think Michonne... Yeah, Michonne's been captured, too.
Yeah. Well, the group in the comic is Glenn, Michonne, I want to say Eugene... In, like, a character that's not in the show.
Okay.
If I remember correctly. But from the looks of it, from, like, the previews and stuff, like, it looks like it's going to be, like, pretty much all of Rick's group is going to be there.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to make sure that there's this, like, moment where Negan and Rick meet eye to eye.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to go like the governor meeting.
Yeah.
They're not going to sit down and discuss... issues over some whiskey.
Well, someone's gonna talk. The other one's just gonna listen and watch.
Yeah, Negan's gonna play some BB King.
Yeah,
on someone's skull.
It's gonna be interesting because if I had bet money, I don't know who to bet on, to be honest with you, because there's so many possibilities that this show has opened up to where that big moment's gonna happen. And I think the people who create the show know that, so I think they're creating really interesting and fun opportunities for these characters to potentially set them up for that end, or for something else they can do down the line.
Well, I feel like during these kind of iconic moments, like, they've twisted things.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like Glenn's probably not going to be the one. They're going to tease it hard.
Well, it's like when you look at Governor, who's going to get their head chopped off in the siege for the prison.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the comics, it was Tyrese.
Yeah.
But in the show, it's Herschel.
Yeah.
So, that's why there is going to be some kind of role reversal.
Well, they do the... Well, in the comic, Negan does the eeny, meeny, miny, moe thing. Okay. Glenn's going to be one of those four.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to tease it where Glenn's going to be on the block. I just feel like... I feel like Maggie is probably going to be it if it's not Carol.
Yeah.
If it's not Carol or Daryl, it's
Well, that's the thing. Well, if we look at this last episode and we kind of plot it out, Carol is somewhere.
Carol is somewhere.
Somewhere. Supposedly being tracked by one of the survivors.
He ain't going to kill her.
Somehow, and supposedly Morgan is tracking them.
Yeah.
So they are somewhere. We don't know if Carol's going to get caught. Yada, yada. So we don't know what her status. We know the survivors have Glenn. They have Michonne. They have Rosita. They have Daryl.
Yeah.
So that's what we do know.
And Rick is in the neighborhood at a minimum.
Yeah, Rick is in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
At least on his way back to Alexandria.
Yeah.
So other than that, we don't know how they're going to come to this moment.
I don't know. I've been trying to think like how they could bend this. Yeah. They're going to want to do a twist.
Yeah.
What if... Because, you know, this was like the moment of like grand pacification.
Yeah.
Of the Alexandria. Like, what if this turns into a battle?
Yeah.
Because then if it turns into a battle, now we can talk about losing multiple people.
Mm-hmm. Well, it could be that thing where it starts off with somebody getting that death, but somehow they're able not to escape, fight a little bit of them off.
Like Carol goes solid snake.
Yeah.
Or
Karen Morgan show up out of nowhere, free the others.
With the Vatos.
With the Vatos. Look to the east. and that's how the Vatos come in the scene. They somehow make it to DC.
They make it to DC and save the day.
Yeah. Yo, Rick, I haven't seen you in a while. It's a... We still got your guns.
Best ending to a season ever.
And that one death loses complete impact.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess that could work.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, no, it's not.
It's not.
I don't think that's what's going to happen.
I just feel like the TV version of Rick's group is going to try to go down shooting.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see this, like, subjugation plot line lasting long in the show.
Oh, no. Like
even if they do go that route, it's not going to last.
Well, we're going to look at... The whole point of dealing with Negan and being part of this community where they have to make tributes and stuff, that's not going to happen until next season.
I don't know what's going to happen.
I honestly... Now, you're right. They could do a thing where this starts early and we see a time jump or something.
Or we just straight out see war. Like, Negan still plays the blues on someone's skull. And then somehow it degenerates into a brawl.
Yeah. Like, I don't see this group pacifying enough after something like that, too. Like, this is the group that, like, we're not going to plot too long about shooting you guys.
Yeah.
We're just going to get
Keep
some mind, guns.
We got through the Hunters in an episode and a half, basically.
Yeah.
So they're willing to cover some ground in a pretty short order.
Yeah, and this is going to be a 90-minute season finale. Well, that's going to be interesting if, like, this conflict between Negan and his survivors in Rick's group goes beyond this episode.
I think it's going to. I just don't think it's going to... I have a really hard time buying the... Even though that's what happened in the comics, like, this iteration of Rick's group.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to do the, you know, we're going to occupy you and starve you dry.
Yeah.
Like, that's not going to last longer than two episodes.
No. I don't even think it's going to last longer than one episode.
And we still have a fucking tiger to get to.
Yes.
Everybody wants to get to that tiger.
We're going to get to that tiger soon.
Exactly.
Tigers are right around the corner.
The Tigers are coming.
The Tigers are coming.
They're going to be awesome.
That's how you know this is a comic book show when a fucking tiger shows up.
Yeah, spoiler alert, there's a tiger.
There's a tiger.
There's a character attached to the tiger, but that's not what's important.
There's a tiger.
There's a tiger. That's what you need to know.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting part of like how long this conflict within this episode and how long within this episode it takes to show Negan. It's a 90-minute episode.
I feel like they're going to hold it off as long as they can.
Yeah.
Like maybe we'll get like a bit of like a monologue with Negan.
Yeah.
Like a soliloquy moment, like explaining to, you know, Glenn and whoever else is captured, like,
yeah,
fuck you guys. And
yeah,
we had a simple arrangement. And, like, I could see, like, having that soliloquy moment for a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't think, like, it's going to open with Negan.
No, no.
They're going to open with Negan, like, making breakfast.
I don't know. They do these weird, kind of weird time jumps where they tease you with the action that will soon follow.
Yeah, they do tend to do that this season especially.
Yeah, I can see something where...
So they'll just show you Lucille.
Yeah, or you hear Negan talk.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize he's talking to the group, and then, you know, the title sequence.
Flashback.
Yeah, and then they go through the actual episode and to build up to that moment.
That would be the ultimate mind fuck. If they show you who they kill first.
Yeah.
And then they wind it back.
Yeah.
Let's see how we got
it. It opens up with him beating on somebody in front of the group.
Hey, you want people to hate Negan.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, and we try not to get too preachy about the comic, but, you know, the point of Negan is that they wrote off the governor too soon. They needed somebody to out-governor the governor.
Yeah, which was a tall order.
Which is how we got Negan.
Yeah.
So they need to introduce this character hard.
Yeah. And they've been needing a character like this.
See, I could see the twist being like he kills Maggie and then Glenn loses it and he kills Glenn.
Yeah.
Like that would be a cool twist.
Yeah.
It would also probably like drive off half the viewers.
No, man. They just die in one episode.
Just both of them. Just no.
Just
hope.
Brutally.
Yep.
Oh. And then we riot. Just don't go outside, people.
They wouldn't riot unless it was Daryl.
Yeah. If Daryl dies, we riot.
I've been saying for a while, Daryl's pretty fucking stale. They don't do a lot with Daryl.
No, they have. Well, the thing is that what they've done with Daryl, the latest part of the season, has been some of the better stuff they haven't done in a while.
Yeah, they did the Denise stuff, and that's pretty much all Daryl's done.
Yeah, which it's been pretty good. Even I like the stuff they did with him in that kind of the gay couple where they were recruiting him to be another scouter.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that, you know, they related to him as an outsider, and they became a kind of like a group, and they made him into like a recruiter for Alexandria and a scout. So... other than that, we haven't really seen him do anything interesting until as of late.
Yeah, until he got shot.
Yeah. You know, his stuff with Denise was great, I think. And I think...
I don't know, I got really sick of Denise, the character.
I did, too.
I get what they were trying to get out of Denise. I just felt like they were so over the top with it.
I don't know. I didn't think it was over the top. I thought it was just fine. Like, I thought it was good to have that. I don't think it was over the top. I think it was very contrasty to the other characters.
I don't know. I thought it was good right up until that moment when she had the, I need to prove I can kill a walker moment.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much right to that point, I was with you.
Yeah.
And then at that moment, it was gone.
Yeah. I was appreciated to that moment because there was, like, some logistic problems I have with it where it was like, how about you call them over to help and supervise?
No, we're just going to make a shitload of noise.
Yeah.
We're going to almost get killed.
But
then we're just going to stop in the middle of an exposed area.
Yeah.
And get killed.
Well, she's not thinking about that, but I liked what they did with her because she's a contrast to the other characters. Like the other characters were so cold and so quiet. They don't need verbal communications to talk to each other. They're trying to tell each other what to do and what they're going to do and everything. So I liked how she gave this like passionate speech and explaining herself, and I liked some of her actions that she did. It added contrast to these kind of bland characters for the most part.
Yeah, there are some pretty flat characters, right?
Yeah, and it was needed. It's kind of like she had that audience mentality of like, hey, we're going to sit down and actually, let me tell you about this.
I don't know, she got a little Winnebago-y there for a minute.
Yeah, but not too much where I felt like she was lecturing. It's just to the point where it's like, hey, I'm a survivor too, and I'm going to survive in my way. Yeah, and then there's a fucking arrow through your eye.
And Dwight.
Yeah. So I liked her character. I thought it was fine. And to be honest with you, I think she... I wasn't expecting her character as a whole to make such an impact that she did on the other characters.
She did.
And for
she
some,
was a catalyst for a couple episodes.
Yeah. For the limited number of times she's been on screen, I think it affected our beloved character so well that it helped motivate the story and their motivation, and that I believe it. Like, I believe Daryl wants to go out and said, you know what, fuck these people. I need to go out and kill them. I should have killed Dwight when I had a chance. I should have done it. And he took somebody who was a good person, who was made a great point about the differences between us and them. Mm-hmm. You know, he just took that person away. You know, a person that we weren't thinking that was going to make an impact on these characters. So that's why I kind of liked her character. And when she got that arrow through the eye, I was shocked. I was like, oh, shit.
You know, when they had one opportunity to kill Abraham and they didn't take it.
Yeah.
At that moment, I was kind of like primed for it because I knew they were going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big moment in the comic.
Yeah.
But I was legitimately surprised when they did it to Denise.
Yeah.
I mean, the other thing, like I'm just trying to go through scenarios where it's just like, what direction can they take this? Because they keep talking about how much of a twist there is on this.
Mm.
And one of the themes that I love, that especially when in that episode, In the Same Boat with Carol and Maggie.
Yeah.
Where they're talking about, like, you guys aren't the good guys.
Yeah.
What if they actually aren't the good guys? Yeah. Like, what if Negan is just like, he's a hard ass and he sends a message, but he's got people at home to protect.
Yeah, it's true. Because what we know from these survivors on the most part is hearsay from this Hilltop group.
From Hilltop.
And your group literally went and killed these people in their sleep.
Yeah.
On the word of others.
You don't fucking know.
Yeah, so all the survivors know is you're a bunch of cold-blooded killers.
Mm-hmm. Like, look at it from Negan's perspective. Negan, you and the Saviors, from apparently have a pretty decent amount of order instilled onto the Earth.
Yeah.
In your little chunk of it. Like, yeah, you're basically exploiting people. But for the most part, you've managed to basically squash resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Your territory is probably relatively safe compared to most places.
Yeah.
Like, you have something resembling a society.
Yeah. A fairly large one.
And these motherfuckers have blown up a patrol, have completely wiped out one group of scouts.
Yeah.
Have completely just, like, ghosted an outpost.
Yeah.
Like, these motherfuckers are, like, the scariest fucking terrorists you probably have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, from Negan's perspective, given that information, like, you're bringing the hammer down.
Yeah, there's no horrible... There's no mercy here. There's no understanding the other side.
We don't negotiate.
Yeah. These guys need to be taken out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is interesting if they bring that perspective a little bit. Especially when you start to try to figure out what to do. And I love that little conflict that Morgan brought up to Rick when he's like, I was talking to others. I heard what happened at the prison. Back in the day, Carol killed two of yours, and you sent her away. What would you do now? And he's like, well, I probably would have thanked her nowadays. I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
They were sick. They could have got everyone else sick. And it's interesting to see the character have changed in their philosophy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's that interesting of like, a couple years ago, I would have done this, but now I do this, which makes them seem like real people.
I don't take chances anymore.
Yeah, exactly. It's the theme of the season, and his little quote that you can put on a T-shirt.
Yep. Hi, I don't take chances
anymore. Get that Walking Dead T-shirt at ThinkGeek.com.
Yeah.
So, I can see the natural progression of how people have changed.
Yeah.
And it's that great little debate of, like, are they the good guys anymore? Are there good guys?
Yeah, are there good guys is probably a better question.
Yeah.
Like what if we get a peek into Negan's and the Savior's, like, town?
Yeah.
Like, a little earlier than we do in the comics. And what if it turns out to, like, not be Woodbury?
Yeah.
Like, it's like a functioning society that, for the most part, is coherent
mm-hmm.
and works. Like, what if that's what happens? Instead of fucking Woodbury. Or Terminus or whatever.
It could be an interesting contrast, because you got to decide within yourself, like, who's right, who you're rooting for. And the problem with these kind of stuff shows is, like, you're generally rooting for terrible people.
Yeah.
But they have that one quality about them that's a saving grace that you mm-hmm. can relate to. So, or you've had so much history with this person that you kind of have a hard time not rooting for them because of who, you know who they are.
Like the opposite of Jaime Lannister.
Yeah.
I can't root for Jaime Lannister.
Or, I don't know.
Never forget.
I can't, but then Game of Thrones is so good at just changing everything. I'm like,
no.
I kind of like my good guy, Jamie.
No, fuck
Jamie. No?
Fuck Jamie Lannister.
I feel like he's changed a lot.
No.
Good guy, Jamie. Come on.
No.
We all love good guy, Jamie.
Bran doesn't.
Yeah. This is true.
He was just trying to teach Bran how to fly.
Yeah, but Bran knows like magic and shit. He can go and connect with animals.
He totally worked out for the best.
He doesn't need his legs. He just go inside that wolf thingy.
Yeah, it's cool.
Or a raven or something.
Or a muskrat.
Yeah, he doesn't need legs.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. That's
stupid.
But yeah, this show has an interesting take of like, we're still rooting for these people, but it's because of our history with them. And we know there is some kind of saving grace deep inside of them. So, I don't know if they make the survivors or Negan somehow look very sympathetic.
Well, one thing I just came up with, I want to explore for a second.
Yeah.
So, you know those guys that ran into Carol?
Mm-hmm.
They were going to Alexandria.
Yeah.
Let's just say they roll up to the gates of Alexandria.
Yeah.
They're all dead, right?
Yeah.
Like, they just get blown to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they probably, like, you're going to open the gate, blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
blah. Like, they aren't good guys. Mm-hmm. Alexandria is not the good guys.
Yeah.
Neither's the saviors, but Alexandria sure as fuck isn't.
No.
I just don't think that... I kind of love the Walking Dead's take on, like, this, like, neo-morality.
Yeah.
They kind of explore. Like, you know, we're just gonna kill these guys because we need food from Hilltop.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're cool and maybe they're not. See, that's my worst nightmare. Is Rick's group invades the Saviors and they find out that's where all the Vato's grandparents went.
Oh, oh no. The Saviors have been taking care of the Vato's grandparents.
Yep. And Abuelita's still there.
Yeah. And your heart breaks and you don't know who to vote for.
It's all bad. It's just all bad.
Yeah, it's an interesting conflict because you don't know who to root for if there's a good answer to it either. I think that's a big problem with this main season that we've been having is a question of like morality. Is my morals and ethics greater than yours? And here, let's vote. When it's like, I can't really change. I can't really make a choice.
I don't take chances anymore.
Put that on a t-shirt.
How many people do you think Morgan's gotten killed so far? That number's got to be pretty high, right?
Yeah, it's up there. I don't know if it's double digits, but it's pretty up there.
Like, I would love for it to turn out like that was Negan that was running away somehow.
Yeah.
Like, Rick could have just ended it right there.
Yeah, like, that random dude in the barn killing zombies. You're like, who the fuck is that guy?
No, it's just Negan.
Just Negan.
But no. Fucking Morgan.
Yeah.
Fucking Morgan.
Fucking Morgan. Fucking up all the time.
All right, so, before we transition, final prediction.
Yeah.
What's happening on Sunday, Bobby?
Okay, I think, I don't know if this is going to be the last moment. I think towards the end of the show, within the last half hour, that we are going to see I think they're going to do the gender swap. I'm thinking Maggie's getting her head busted in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Within the last half hour.
Within the last half hour. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say.
But I'll say this. I think we'll meet Negan before that.
Okay. I'm going to say that we'll probably meet Negan a little before that.
Yeah.
And then Carol's going to be the one that gets killed.
Okay. I think we're going to meet Negan like in the beginning of the episode.
Really? You think they're going to
get right think it's going to go early.
I think it's going to be somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to transport the captured people back to Negan.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they get there, they're going to find out that they already caught Carol.
Oh, okay.
And that's how Carol's going to end up dead.
Okay.
Because that dude's going to talk about how Carol fucking just waylaid them.
Yeah.
And Negan's going to be like, yep, that's the one.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't know if Negan cares about stuff like that, though.
I think he cares mostly because he knows... They know she's with Alexandria.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, I think he mostly would. I think he's gonna pick somebody who will have the most impact morally on the group, emotionally on the group.
Yeah.
So.
Now transitioning.
Okay, here we go.
Fear the Walking Dead.
Walking Dead light.
Walking Dead on a boat.
I never thought I'd be dead on a boat. Oh, man. Do we have to watch this show?
I'm not going to lie. It's kind of hard for me to be hyped for this. The characters suck. They just do.
It could get better.
It could.
It could honestly get better. Like, there is hope that it could be interesting and engaging and entertaining.
Maybe we'll see the Vatos.
Maybe we'll see the Vatos. The beginning of the Vatos. Well, I'll say this. I'll say this about the Fear of the Walking Dead. They got to the apocalypse a lot quicker than I thought they were going to do.
True.
I thought it was going to... They're going to slowly build to it.
Mm-hmm. They had some good set piece moments.
They did. They had some really great set piece moments.
It's just the fucking characters. I can't tell if it's they're poorly acted or poorly written.
Yeah, and there's not much of a conflict there either. Like, the characters just seem to be together because they are.
They had a couple good anti-government moments.
Yeah. So there could be a moment where it's like... one, they're on this boat going somewhere. And then they fucked a mermaid.
Exactly.
So I guess it could be interesting because we get to see that kind of like style survival we haven't seen on the show. I want to see these characters grow more. I want to see these characters get a little bit mature. I want to get beyond this kind of family drama that's not working. Like, I was kind of into it at the beginning, but they just kind of...
They went to the well a lot.
Yeah.
Like, they realized they had it, and they just went right to it.
It felt like that standard family drama you see in other episodes. Angry at my dad. Why? Because he doesn't spend enough time with me.
And he left my mom.
Yeah. And I don't want to spend any time with him. Well, how about you spend some time with him? No. You know, it's just like, I don't want to see that in my zombie apocalypse. We've done that. Let's progress.
I don't want to watch The Fosters.
Yeah.
With zombies.
They have a whole network for that. This isn't the same network.
It isn't.
Especially on the same network when we have Preacher coming up. I
fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'm done. I don't need to watch you. I don't. So I think Fear the Walking Dead has to. They need to progress with their characters a little bit more.
They're gonna get to 3 episodes from me to convince me to continue watching.
Mm-hmm.
Because once Game of Thrones comes around.
Well, here's the thing. Fear the Walking Dead has made the mistake of coming out a little early. Than last year, when we have other things to watch.
Because they're trying to ride the wave of Walking Dead.
Yeah. I get why they're doing that, but honestly, I, like you said, we have Game of Thrones coming up.
Yeah. And Archer's back.
Archer
the detective. Yeah. Archer crime procedural season.
I love it. We have other things to watch, Fear the Walking Dead. So you have to prove to us that... Here. You know what? How they solve this? Plotting. They need to have a really interesting story.
They need to have a reason for these characters.
Yeah. They need to put them in interesting situations. Screw their characterizations. Just put them in a bubble. I want bubble episodes. Put them in a situation.
They're on a boat.
Yeah. How do they solve... this one issue.
Yeah.
And go. Spend an hour doing it. How do you solve this other issue? Spend an hour doing it.
There better be a fucking shark episode.
Yeah. I want to see a fucking zombie and a shark, like in Zombie, the Italian movie.
Yes.
That's what I want to see. I want to see these bubble episodes where I'm motivated by plot. If you motivate me by plot, maybe I'll give a shit about these characters. Because currently, I don't.
Exactly. That's the problem.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's a Walking Dead light. It's Walking Dead because you need to feed your addiction.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I'm gonna give it a shot, but
well, you can't do anything but give it a shot because
but it better be fucking good by the time Game of Thrones shows up.
Yeah.
Because Game of Thrones is gonna show up with force.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot about to happen in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Fear the Walking Dead. That boat better. Starts fucking sinking, or they run into a zombie boat, zombie pirates.
Zombie boat. Zombie pirates.
Zombie pirate. Zombie last ship.
Or Somalian pirates that are running from the zombies.
Oh, shit.
See, there's
that's writing right there. I don't know how you're not taking ideas right now, AMC.
I don't know.
Yeah. They need to do something with that plot. They need to make it interesting. Because if they make the plot and the story structure interesting, I can get into the characters more. But right now, I'm not. Maybe Travis can go talk about some simple explanation about a story he used to teach.
No, I don't want to fucking listen to Travis anymore. I've already given up on Travis.
You know what I do want to see? I want to see more of that lawyer guy.
Exactly. Let's
that guy
him.
Was interesting, and I want him to stay in a nice suit the entire time.
How much did they want Idris Elba to play that guy?
A lot.
They really wanted Idris
they
Elba.
They could not afford
and
to
they,
pay.
They couldn't talk get him to the number they wanted.
Yeah. But, yeah, I want to see that guy. That guy was the most interesting part of that whole show, and it didn't take, like, to what?
And he had an episode and a half.
Yeah, really? That's all he had.
Yep.
So, come on, AMC. Let's just wait for Preacher. Fuck it. Let's just wait for Preacher.
Fuck yeah, Preacher.
They released a teaser out today.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Fuck yeah, Preacher.
Ass face. It's all ass face.
So
good. Ew. I'm so excited for Preacher. It's looking even better than I thought it was going to look.
I really hope they don't fuck this up.
They better not fuck it.
It's kind of like when we all saw the first trailer to Deadpool. It's like, please don't fuck this up. Please. I'm putting a lot of faith into you. Don't fuck this up.
Yeah. Oh, man. Maybe. Maybe. I don't know.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
They have a good team behind it.
But I am straight up stoked about Game of Thrones this
season. Oh, my God. Well, here's the thing about Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is to the point where it's got so much conflict into it, you don't know what's going to happen. Especially, we're beyond the books now.
Yep. All I know is we're going to get a White Walker fight and a zombie fight in the same season. Actual zombies.
Yes.
Fuck yeah. And dragons. And we might have a dragon zombie fight.
The White Walker.
That is 100% plausible.
That's like a nerdgasm, just like on the screen
everywhere.
And those will be titties. It'll be fine.
Looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it.
And Last Ship season 3.
Season 3 is coming up.
Coming up.
I'm not gonna lie. They ended the show pretty shockingly. There's a little moment where we're like, oh, shit.
Oh, you're the one that kept following.
I kept following Blackship.
I gave up after like 3 episodes.
I know. All right, someone's got to fill you in.
Bobby just stuck with it.
I did. Somehow I stuck with it.
Only because they were fighting the Russians.
It was like the Russians. When now, the second season was...
goddamn commie sons of bitches.
No, the second season with crazy British evangelicals with a nuclear submarine.
Pretty excellent.
Yeah. I don't know. It's that background show. You know, when you're vacuuming and you want something on the TV?
Yep. Last Ship.
Yeah, when you're doing the dishes, put the Last Ship on.
So good.
We'll give you a report when season 3 comes out. All right. Well, we talked a lot about this episode. Obviously, we'll come back next week, hopefully, to talk about like what the fuck happened at Walking Dead.
I just hope something happens. Don't cliffhanger me.
Something. Wrong. Yeah, I agree with you. Something. Don't cliffhanger. Something has to happen. If something doesn't happen,
Greg, Rob, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't cliffhanger us, man.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
All right. Well, on that note. This was Sexy Debate Time. I'm Bobby.
I'm Barge.
And we'll do better next
Greg
time.
Greg Nicotero, don't be a dick.
Is he directing this last episode?
I think this is him.
Okay.
Don't be a dick.
If that's the case, then something's going to happen.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah, okay. We'll do better next time.